Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information from both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Once again, we are delighted to have on the program the Executive Director of the Minnesota Beef Council, Karen Schaefer. She is going to share with us some of the promotional activities they have going on. Good afternoon, Karen.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. As many people know, the Minnesota Beef Council uses checkoff funds in three areas: research, education, and promotion. The last one is a big part of your daily activity, isn't it?
Promotion is a huge part of what we do, and I think it's probably the most visual, particularly to producers throughout the state where they can actually see some of the work that we're doing. Promotion has changed a lot in the last decade. So now, instead of focusing on, maybe print media or television or radio, we're really looking at the digital space. So how do we promote beef through social media, through digital advertising tactics that pop up on, a web browser that you may not realize is an advertisement to you? So our team works really hard on making sure that, beef is in the places that millennials are, and when they're thinking about what they're going to make for dinner, that beef is present.
Okay.
So one of the tactics we used in December was Pandora. A lot of people listen to radio via digital radio streaming, either Pandora or Spotify or a couple other platforms. And our advertisements aired to a specific demographic and a specific geographical area. And so as people were listening to their music, which they can listen to for free as long as they listen to the advertisements, we were played different advertisements promoting beef for the holidays. We do that tactic throughout the year at different times. We also utilize social media a lot. So not only are we doing social media advertisements, but really just how do you develop good content on social media? We had heard from people that they wanted just to learn more about beef and how can we just teach them some simple tricks or, tips on how to make beef easier to use. And so throughout November and December, our staff took turns featuring kind of a beef hack or a beef trick on how to make beef easier. We featured different kitchen utensils. And then now we're going to be moving into kind of debunking some health myths about beef. And we've gotten some really good engagement on all of those posts. And it seems like people really want to learn more while also, making it fun and lighthearted.
And that kind of leads us into the Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. That's really been kind of resurrected, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of brands are kind of going back to maybe a nostalgic or a retro throwback to some different campaigns. And we've always used the slogan, Beef It's What's for Dinner. And we realized that it really resonates with people. And so nationally here this fall, they revamped the whole brand. The Beef It's What's for Dinner website has been totally rebranded. And the content on there is really amazing. So obviously there's thousands of recipes that you can always search on Beef It's What's for Dinner. But they also have great information and visuals of what cuts are featured in various recipes, where the cut comes from. Is it lean? What types of cooking methods are best for it? What the nutritional value is? So what I tell people is the Beef Is What's for Dinner website is very mobile friendly. It allows you to click different recipes and then develop a shopping list for those recipes. And then also if you're in the grocery store and you pull up your phone and you see that, maybe tenderloin steaks or strip steaks are on sale, but you didn't necessarily have an idea of what to do with them, you're able to quickly search, that cut and find recipes that are related to that cut. So I find that to be something that consumers really think is beneficial because not every grocery store has a butcher behind the counter anymore. And so making sure that we're readily available with our information in the palm of their hand via their phone is really where I think we're going to have to start going.
Okay, just a little sidebar on this Beef It's What's for Dinner. If I remember right, a year or two ago, I believe it was you or somebody from our office mentioned the fact that the Beef It's What's for Dinner, that logo, as far as worldwide, is one of the top five most recognizable logos. Is that correct in saying?
It's very recognizable, and through consumer market research that they've done, there was a point in time that they thought that maybe millennials weren't, kind of connecting with that brand like the previous generation, But what they found is the millennials were actually seeing on TV the Beef is What's for Dinner ads when they were kids. They were hearing it on the radio when they were kids, and that stuck in their heads. So the slogan, the music that goes with the slogan, and just kind of that look and feel, you know, that we're providing really does resonate with consumers. And so it's an opportunity for us to bring that brand back to hopefully the young generation now, so that as they grow up, they're still remembering that theme.
Sure. Well, with the time we have left, Karen, can you just touch a little bit on the YouTube videos that are posted from the Beef Council?
Yep, so we actually do monthly a television program with Twin Cities Live, which airs on KSTP on the Channel 5 station in the Twin Cities. I know a lot of rural communities can also get that as well. But if you haven't seen them all, we always post all of those segments to our YouTube channel, so you're able to kind of archive them and look through past segments. A lot of them have some great tips and tricks or recipes that you all might want to try at home. But also, usually if you've ever noticed when you're watching those YouTube videos, you have to watch an ad or at least a portion of an ad before a video plays. Those are also some places that our digital advertising has been really beneficial in making sure that we're getting the visual aspects of beef in front of someone who's sitting and ready to watch a program. So those kind of advertising tactics are really fun to see how they perform and really give us a good return on our investment.
All right, Karen. Well, once again, thank you for the insight on all the promotional activities that are going on at the Minnesota Beef Council, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.